probably too, given that large amounts of financial assets are based on oil companies, which have enough political power to maintain those assets instead of letting them fall. Do we have a building financial crisis due to a postponed regime change from fossil fuel to something else?
The reason is, if you look at Exxon and you look at to summarize, Bruce's concern about deflation is completely agreed and then amped up by Frank because we're going to have a massive asset crash for reasons that Bruce denies are possible. So let's try to redefine financial crisis. Not to do that. I have a hell of a nerve doing that in Minsky's house. But let's talk about what really happens in a financial crisis. Can we come to some sort of agreement? And I think you were both almost there. That the institutional impact of financial crisis, other than the fact that it sends central bankers running around trying to save the institutions, is really not the issue. The issue is the degree to which all this debt that Frank just described, that I believe you agree exists, is really driving growth. It's the channel through which growth is being there. It's the channel through which economic